they mean by this is rather unclear. What they mean by this is
they would like
unclear.
To label all the activities of the proletariat directed against the class enemies' interests as terrorism. The strike, in their eyes, is the principal method of terrorism. The threat of the strike, the organisation of strike pickets, an economic boycott of a slave driving boss, a moral boycott of a traitor from our own ranks. All this and much more they call terrorism. If terrorism is understood in this way, as any action inspiring fear in or doing harm to the enemy, then of course the entire class struggle is nothing but terrorism. And the only question remaining is whether the bourgeois politicians have the right to pour out their flood of moral indignation about proletarian terrorism when their entire state apparatus, with its laws, police and army, is nothing but an apparatus for capitalist terror. However, it must be said that when they reproach us with terrorism, they are trying, although not always consciously, to give the word a narrower, less indirect meaning. The damaging of machines by workers, for example, is terrorism in this strict sense of the word. The killing of an employer, a threat to set fire to a factory or a death threat to the owner, an assassination attempt with revolver in hand against a government minister, all these are terrorist acts in full and authentic sense. However, anyone who has an idea of the true nature of international social democracy ought to know that it has always opposed this kind of terrorism and does so in the most irreconcilable way. Why?
And I just felt that, there's nothing more important than putting my body where my beliefs are.
The only thing that we did right was when we locked down and began to fight. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on.
No one more infantry. 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 Bear Creek watershed has been overcut by Pacific Lumber Company. Now its hillsides are unraveling. Numerous clear cuts and mudslides have dumped dirt and silt into this former salmon stream. $100,000 worth of taxpayer-funded restoration work was recently wiped out by a debris dump, which burdened 4 miles of Bear Creek. Now it is totally unlivable for salmon. Mudsand continues to lurk Bear Creek. After the Scotia Pipistrel incident, they first began direct actions in Bear Creek. On October 4th, 1997, activists swept themselves to the bulldozers.
I just felt that there was nothing more important than who my body and my beliefs are. And I just felt that there's nothing more important than putting my body where my beliefs are. And I just felt that there's nothing more important than putting my body where my beliefs are. And I just felt that there's nothing more important than putting my body where my beliefs are.